Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly fires to first and picks off Sullivan. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. Van Camp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. McManus reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Kerr, who tags McManus for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons fires to first and picks off Olson. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Van Camp reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-1 in the game. Olson takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Olson moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Olson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr bunts towards first. Van Camp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kerr for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Webb reaches second base with a double. Olsen moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler now playing shortstop. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-4 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. McFadden moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus is walked intentionally. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Marv Olson. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McFadden scores. Rothrock moves to third. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.